From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps as early as Monday, following last Sunday's referendum. That vote was deemed illegal by the central government in Spain. Catalan President Carles de Puigdemont, in a televised address, said he preferred mediation with Madrid.
Cada mensaje del señor Puigdemont es un nuevo desasosiego.
But Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, speaking here, called the referendum a journey to nowhere. She said de Puigdemont is living outside of the law. The European Union Wednesday appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission first vice president.
The power of dialogue, of sitting down and talking to each other, even if and especially when we passionately disagree, is what our union is built on.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse by working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said dialogue only appears the way out of this dispute.
This, of course, goes back for the best part of a decade that the Catalans have been seeking to renegotiate the terms of their relationship with the Spanish national constitution. And I think the time for dialogue is very much at the forefront of people's minds.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in the referendum. Health officials in Madagascar are trying to contain an outbreak of plague in the Indian Ocean country that has killed as many as 30 people over the last 2 months. They've recorded nearly 200 cases. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump visited Las Vegas, Nevada on Wednesday, the scene of modern America's worst mass shooting, in which nearly 60 people, including the lone gunman, died. Nearly 500 more were wounded. Mr. Trump said America is a nation in mourning.
Many families tonight will go to bed in a world that is suddenly empty. The people they so dearly love were torn away from them forever.
The president visited the hospital bedsides of many of the wounded and spoke later of the grief shared nationally for those who lost loved ones.
We struggle for the words to explain to our children how such evil can exist, how there can be such cruelty and such suffering. But we cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror.
Mr. Trump said Americans traditionally come together in times of tragedy.
In the months ahead, we will all have to wrestle with the horror of what has unfolded this week, but we will struggle through it together. We will endure the pain together, and we will overcome together as Americans.
Law enforcement officials say the gunman, Stephen Paddock, likely acted alone and was not part of an international terror group. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Wednesday denied media reports that he's considering resigning.
My commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State.
NBC News reported Tillerson had been openly critical of the president, and Vice President Mike Pence and other officials had to intervene to persuade him to stay on. Turkey and Iran on Wednesday presented a united front in their opposition to the independence aspirations of Kurds in northern Iraq.
Irak'taki muhatabımız merkezi yönetimdir.
Speaking here in Tehran, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, quote, "Our determination is clear. We deal with the central government in Baghdad, and this Kurdish referendum is illegitimate." That's a reference to the September 25th referendum in Kurdistan. Iraqi Kurds Tuesday announced plans for November 1st presidential and parliamentary elections. A Turkish court Wednesday found more than 40 former soldiers guilty of trying to kill President Erdogan during last year's failed coup attempt. Aggravated life is the harshest sentence under Turkish law. And Russian warplanes are suspected of having carried out a strike that killed dozens of civilians trying to flee fighting in Syria's Deir al-Zor province as they attempted to cross the Euphrates River in boats. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.